Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon is from the 10:30 service on Sunday, September 25th, 2022.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side.
And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise you.
I saw love. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. How often does a day go by when you don't encounter someone who could use a helping hand? Charities and ministries ask for contributions. They beg for volunteers. GoFundMe pages are daily set up to provide financial assistance to someone who needs surgery, or a family, or a home, or lost their jobs, or homes, or loved ones. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when someone asks you for help, what do? Do you reach for your wallet? Do you spring into action? Do you shout out, "Here I am, Lord, send me, send me"? Or do you turn your back, cross the street, turn off the TV? Have you ever regretted those missed opportunities in your life to be of help to someone that God has placed in your path? Or are you like the rich man, old Lazarus? He was hungry and sickly. He was laid at the gate of the rich man's estate. And the rich man daily goes in and out, passing by Lazarus, fully aware of his need, yet caring not. Even his dogs would gather around this poor man and lick his open wounds. Not a pleasant picture. And then we actually come to learn that the rich man knew Lazarus by name. And it proves that his indifference toward this helpless beggar was all the more depraved. Here we have a rich man dressed in purple and in linen. How reminiscent of society today, where people are more concerned with looking good than actually being good, where people are quite interested in acts of service. That is, of course, how others can serve them and how they can meet their needs. We live in a culture that loves money and the stuff that money can buy. A culture that shows its disrespect and contempt for God and rejects His Son. His Son who did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give a life, as a ransom for many. The Savior who washes His disciples' feet as an example, so that His disciples might do likewise. That's what He calls upon us to do. And that's why Jesus' followers find it sometimes hard to understand how such a wealthy man can turn a blind eye to a poor man's suffering. And that's why, my friends, we need to understand who it is to whom Jesus speaks. He cautions us to resist the sinful urge to love money and possessions. No one with a television, newspaper, or computer can avoid seeing the poverty in which people live around the world. And meanwhile, even the poorest among us in America enjoy greater abundance than do citizens in places like Afghanistan, Angola, Bangladesh, and Cambodia. While we are not responsible for everything that happens in this world, you and I are most certainly responsible to God. And when I daily consider how I live in comparison to many other people around the world, I must ask myself, did God give all of this to me to lavish it on myself? I encourage you to open your eyes and look around you and ask yourself, who is the Lazarus at your doorstep? Who needs your help? Who have you ignored right here in your own community because your priority is elsewhere and typically with yourself? And not in that person right in front of you or seated next to you who could really benefit from a little bit of your attention. You know, God set so many opportunities before us to help those in need. And if you pay attention, you will see the Lazarus at your gate. He or she could be here right now. This is your opportunity. Use the gifts that God has given to you for His glory and for the good of your neighbor. And remember what Jesus says of you. You are the light of the world. You shine. So people can see what is important to you. And how you live outwardly reveals what you believe inwardly. Charitable works done in Jesus' name are visible proof of a living faith. And your faith in Jesus Christ influences your actions.
You love others because Jesus loves you. You give to others because Jesus gave his life for you. You serve others because Jesus came to serve you. In fact, he serves you this day. What Christians do and say is to proclaim the love of Jesus in a world where love can be very hard to find. Because that, my friends, is the power of the gospel that work in your life as well as in the life of others. Now, a question. Did God treat Lazarus unfairly? Who can deny that his life here on earth was absolutely awful? But when his life on earth ended, angels came. They transported him to that blessed place reserved for those who have been declared righteous in Christ. You see, Lazarus trusted in God's promise of deliverance. And it is for this reason that Lazarus endured. We hear Lazarus make no complaints against God. Lazarus did not accuse God of treating him unfairly. And so Lazarus received the outcome of his faith, the salvation of his soul, and an honored place in God's everlasting kingdom. And then, of course, lest we forget, there is the rich man who has received the outcome of his faith and what money can buy. And now, deprived of his money and life, he experiences the torments of hell. And yet this once rich and still impenitent soul expects that man whose need he ignored to bring him water and to relieve him of some of his agony. Too late for that. And there is nothing unfair about what that once rich man suffers. He had been entrusted with great wealth. He had been given an entire lifetime to seek and to do the will of God. But the glitter of gold and the pleasures of the flesh proved far too seductive. A wealthy man who chose to be spiritually bankrupt faces the consequences of a lifetime of his selfish actions. There's nothing new under the sun. And all the more so in a prosperous society that is deeply invested in the pursuit of pleasure and of those things money can buy, of the me and not of God. What can I do for myself? Misplaced priorities leave no place for the Word of God. My friends, have you ever found yourself more focused on what you want, what you desire, than on what God wants for your life? I know the answer. I know myself, and you know yourself, you know as well. And that's why it amazes me that anyone can be saved. Every day, God gives us the opportunity to hear, to read, to study, and to learn the Word of God. But how many of us make good use on His life-giving Word on a daily basis? How many of us fail to listen to what God has to say, thinking there will be tomorrow? Well, maybe there will. Then again, maybe there won't. I don't know. But I do know this. The third commandment commands us to sanctify the holy day, to make special time in our lives to devote our undivided attention to the Word of God. But even among the most seemingly devoted among us, how many of us give God's Word our attention, our full attention, whenever we have the opportunity to read it or to hear it? The Christian finds joy in those opportunities to be fed and strengthened by God's Word. It is this Word that comforted Lazarus. In fact, the poverty and pain he experienced during his wretched life here on earth only enabled Lazarus to cling all the more tightly to the promise of God's Word, of a promise of a better day in heaven. It's obvious that Lazarus knew his greatest need. And if I may be so bold to ask, do you? Or might it help you to experience some of what Lazarus experienced, to spare you from experiencing what the rich man experiences in hell? My friends, you must know that all of us stand empty-handed and spiritually needy before God. Like Lazarus, we too are beggars, beggars upon whom God looks in love and mercy and provides us with many opportunities to be rescued from the wages of sin. and with it the torments that the rich man experiences for eternity. And that's why, for your sake and for your salvation, I am going to tell you the way it is. Today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month or next year. Today. And this is your opportunity. Make it the most of it. Make the Word of God your priority. Live it. Breathe it. Consume it. For it is only by the Word that you can know God's grace and favor through Jesus Christ. Your very soul depends upon it. And so do the souls of those people you love and know. The rich man, having experienced heaven for himself, makes a request. He claims to be concerned for the soul of his five brothers. Had he been truly concerned about their souls, he would have given witness to the Word of God while he was still alive. He would have demonstrated that witness by helping Lazarus and anyone else who he could have assisted with the great wealth which God had entrusted to him. But he didn't. He spent it on himself, and he blew his opportunity. And many others do as well. And then they blame God for condemning to hell those people who have not had an opportunity to hear the gospel. And if I may ask exactly whose fault is that, it's certainly not God's. And yet, just like the rich man, these same people shirk their own responsibility and opportunity to hear and to share the gospel with all those others who desperately need to hear it. And that's why we all need to ask ourselves, when have we overlooked important opportunities to share our faith? When have we had the occasion to warn a brother or sister regarding their sin and to speak with them about the grace of God which brings salvation, but failed to do so? How many people have passed through these doors, through our life, without us sharing our faith in Christ with them? How many of us have avoided those hard conversations with loved ones who have wandered from the church and likely one day from saving faith? How many people have we encountered who will never know that we are Christians? And how many of those people are on the road to hell? Missed opportunities can never be reclaimed. And especially in a world that is so rapidly changing, the signs are present. And Jesus describes them as the beginning of birth pains. And that means it's only going to grow more and more and more intense. This is no time to withhold what God has entrusted to you. This is your opportunity to put what God has given to you to use and to share your faith with others. Today, take advantage of the opportunities today, the opportunities that God offers to you to hear His Word, to study His Word, to be saved by His Word, to share this Word, and to serve according to His Word. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do not ignore your greatest need, and don't ignore the great need which is out there. Don't waste what God has entrusted to you for His purpose. Don't be like that once rich man. You know what happened to him. Seize the moment today, and just like Lazarus, God will know your name and all your struggles, and He will rescue you from them all. Look to the cross, where His Son died for you, and know that of this, you can be absolutely certain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.